audio diaries from the Armour Embarkation event in Dorchester, June the 22nd, 2024. Large contingent of very varied military vehicles, lots of military motorbikes going through. I'm standing right next to food supplies, apples in the left-hand box, and carnation milk in the right-hand box on the rear of this armoured half-track American vehicle. A reminder of how supplies had to get through. And where we're standing now, we have more motorcycles coming through. Up to the front of the display. Quite a strong odour of fuel in the hot sunshine, and more motorcycles coming through. Military police. And so what we're now doing is walking down the middle of this tremendous parade of military vehicles, and people are able to look at these vehicles in close hand and talk possibly with some of the operators. Quite impressive, Heather, isn't it, so far?
Yes, there's all sorts of vehicles here with various bits and pieces attached, as wooden ammunition cases and probably and jerry cans, or probably water cans as well, attached to the outside of a can of oil here, I can see here. The one on the opposite side has a name, Piccadilly Lily.
Yes, most of them seem to have names, don't they? Female names particularly.
Yeah, with a can of ale, it looks like, at the front. Yeah. I'm not quite sure.
It sounded more and more appealing.
It is. Yes, this is all very much a grim reminder of 1944. And other years of World War II, and how grim, you know, they were. And we're hoping to talk to one or two people. Hello, sir. Very smart soldier in front of me, wearing British Army uniform, and the Remy flash on the top of the armour.
Yep, so I'm representing a Remy sergeant from 4th and 7th Royal Dragoon Guards. I've got my M5 half track just behind here.
Yep.
It's also done up in Remy markings. And yeah.
Now, Remy, of course, like so much, many other units, were a very vital part of the war machine, weren't they?
Yes, so the Remy obviously came about during the Second World War. 1942, the Remy was officially formed in the October, and the first main battle of the Remy was the Battle of El Alamein, where we absolutely proved ourselves as a unit and a corps capable of maintaining the army's equipment. And from there we really developed the strategies and structures of repair and replacing vehicles on the front line, and mastered the art of recovering them back to a large area where we could go through vehicles, assess, and then fix what we could.
And of course, Alamein was really the core turning point of the war, and certainly that theatre of the war in the desert, getting Rommel on the run, wasn't it?
Yes, definitely. So, again, the ability of the Remy to turn the vehicles around to ensure that the fighting troops have got their vehicles up to a good standard and able to do it is why Monty came from the Remy, keeping the punch in the army's fist.
Yeah, and we must remind people that perhaps are not sure, Remy stands for Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers.
Yes, it does. So Royal Electrical Mechanical Engineers, throughout the war there was many trades, from a driver to a clerk. Nowadays the trades have slimmed down, so it's predominantly mechanics, armourers, avionics technicians and radio technicians, as well as storemen.
Well, thank you very much indeed for telling us all about Remy and its vital role, certainly in World War II, and its continuing service to the Army. This D-Day commemoration, it's a solemn reminder of the horrors of war, not just the landings, but the horrors of the Battle of Normandy that followed.
Yeah, all we can do is pay homage to the guys and girls that went before us. A lot of people forget there's a lot of women did go across shortly after D-Day to support our troops.
Nurses particularly?
A lot of nurses and ATS as well. So they'd be doing a lot of the driving of the vehicles and moving it around in the rear areas with the supplies and that sort of stuff. It's a great honour to be able to pay homage to this. Being from Guernsey, Guernsey was obviously occupied for 5 years. The World War II link really is quite strong with a few of us here today.
That's you from Guernsey, right?
Yeah. There's two half-tracks have come over from Guernsey, because we're then on 30 Corps in September to recreate Operation Market Garden, going through Belgium and Holland.
Yes, of course, Guernsey and Jersey, they had a grim time, didn't they, under the occupation?
All the islands were occupied for 5 years. We weren't liberated until the 9th of May, so we were actually a day behind the rest of Europe, due to the commanding officer not wanting to surrender on the 8th.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us. So, just your Christian name?
Nathan.
Nathan from Remy and Guernsey. Thank you very much for speaking to us on our programme.
Thank you very much for letting me speak.